Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. You are listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. When you talk about religions or politics, it usually put a division line among the people. I'm just an ordinary guy just want to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. This show is about ordinary people and ordinary pain, not the kind you see on television like the Wives of Atlanta or Basketball Wives. I'm trying not to put a division line among the people, but trying to unite all people. I just want you to know that I walk this path with you, not as a leader, but as a companion and a friend. And the topic of this show is willing to live through the pain. And the scripture that we will come from is Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 1 and 2. But I would like to open up with a prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask, keep looking for those ones who are reaching out for help in the wrong places. This I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
It's a new year. Time to upgrade your car, truck, or SUV with the very best audio. Video.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identity,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on home,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's
877-580-8555. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Giving my best and still nothing goes through. Running over and I'm tired of going through. I can't explain this feeling. I've been struggling hard, I'm all working no pay. Fall to my knees and fold my hands up for a brighter day. Look down and please see about me. Know your tears fall like rain. Just gotta know it's gonna be okay. Instead of walking away, giving your life to Him, He's there to mend up your heart and to show you daily, I am the Lord of all. Gotta have faith and of my joy. Money real tight, not enough to enjoy. And lonely, not to mention. I keep praying to God in the midst of my pain, seeing great grace bouncing back again. I'm reminded of one single thing, yeah.
Oh, your tears spot my pain.
Just gotta know it's gonna be okay.
Instead of walking away,
give your life to Him.
He said to mend up your heart
and to show you daily. I am the Lord of all. Gotta have faith and trust. Just a million faith.
Oh,
here I am.
Here I am.
Oh, my God, here I am. And to show you victory, Lord. Oh, to be
here.
Be sure.
B.O.B., Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard He Reigns. And the topic of the show is willing to live through scripture that we will come from is Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. And one read, and the answer, when mouth turn away rage, but word causes pain, make anger to come up. And two, the tongue of the wise one does good with knowledge, but the mouth of the stupid one bubble forth with foolishness. God can do more in 5 minutes than you could ever do in 5 years. You may have been trying to do for yourself what only God can do for you. See, some people are suffering from spiritual malnutrition. Some people have deprived themselves of spiritual nourishment for so long, they no longer have the strength to handle the weight of their life. Sometimes we think poverty is only being hungry, naked, and homeless. Poverty is feeling of unwanted, unloved, and uncared. Is the greatest of poverty. You know, few people appreciate mice. To most of us, they are dirty, annoying little creatures who destroy property, invade our personal space. A mouse will make its way through the smallest of an open to come into your home and help itself to the best you have to offer, and leaving his dropping behind. You ever tried to catch a mouse? They would dodge your broom as they scurry into a hole you never knew existed, and leaving you out of breath and out of control. Then there's another side of the mouse you had never considered, because mice are so small, they have the ability to get into places and to see things that other creatures can't. In other words, mice see opportunities that other creatures miss. At the same time, mice are a source of food to many other animals. For this reason, they must be very careful about how they move, where they move, and when to move. They don't eat from everybody's hand. They must first know you and feel comfortable around you. See, mice know that they must be flexible in order to get into and out of tight places safely. The mouse teach us that details, things like argument traps. Mice know that there are details which, if ignored, could cause you your hive, and teaches us to be cautious in movement. Focus on direction. See, the mouse teaches us that it is possible to move in and out of the experience of our life without being trapped. See, the key is to be aware of what you are doing all the time. It would help you not to get pregnant at a young age, or become addicted to drugs, school at a young age. See, your friends sure can be hateful when others don't agree with their thoughts on something. See, once you become independent, you become a threat to your enemies. Respect the keeper of knowledge, and that can be yourself. Your life deserves all of your determination to make them see your history, not as an obstacle, but a step-by-step to enlighten of your tribulation. From people's perception of your life and dictating, you will always be this way. Life cuts so deep, you must be able to heal quick. See, the devil feeds your doubts with intellectness and don't consider your tears. They don't have no meaning to his satisfying assault on your priority. See, he will deny your tenderness and accept all your weakness. Become provoked momentarily. Take the first step to unattach your disappointment and pain from its needless rules and regulations. So you really have to be concentrating on hitting your craft evenly, consistently, all the time. So we need God, Holy Spirit, to navigate this problem back on the right track. You must be able to adapt. That's what's going to enable you to survive this world of broken promise. See, what you're trying to do is to reestablish trust, giving people a chance to hold that love in their hand. See, your spirit cannot show you the way until you are clear about the direction you want to travel. Only then you catch your disappointment. See, time and time again, people are promised much but receive little. It's not difficult to understand why people become skeptical of any promises. See, of course, many people do keep their word, sometimes at a great cost to themselves. See, you give but little when you give of your possession. It is when you give of yourself that when you truly give. There are those who give a little of the much which they have, and they give it for recognition and their hidden desires. And that makes their gift unwholesome. And there are those who have little and give it all. See, these are the believers in life, and these are the ones free from their pain. Life is just like a bully. Every day he sees you, he's going to pick on you. So you have to fight him every day. But each time you fight him, you begin to learn something about him. You learn how to defend yourself and what you need to do to get prepared how to fight him. Eventually, he's going to get tired of you fighting you because he sees you not getting scared of him. You continue to grow and getting stronger and stronger. See, his threats are getting weaker. Now, the role is reversed on him. But he's getting scared of you. But he don't want you to realize that. But as you continue not to back down and keep fighting, that person or that thing in life, it will surrender. That's the law of life. You cannot break through until you have a breakdown. And each of us must face a moment in our life called the breakdown moment. This is the time when you must step toe-to-toe, eyeball-to-eyeball with the very thing you had tried desperately to avoid. See, in that moment, you will want to find a way around, over, under, or out of having to do what you are faced with doing. So you will want to run and hide because that is what life is demanding of you. You may not have realized that you are totally able and perfectly prepared and fully capable of doing the very thing you had convinced yourself you could not do. Only if you devote yourself, open yourself to see and receive more goodness what life has to offer you. See, I'm trying to let you know that if a man cannot follow, he will never be able to lead. I'm trying to tell you that commitment, determination, endurance, and patience, and faith are more powerful than speed, force, and physical strength. A man who does not trust himself is a man who could not be trusted. And a man who cannot be trusted is a man who cannot love. See, people fail to realize the seriousness that you can add meaning to this world if you transform hate to love. See, getting unstuck make the mark how you had the power to change your life. By unleashing your pain, recognize what was put in you, not what was did to you. See, being flexible submits legitimate reasons to respect unavoidable criticism. Stop holding people accountable for your deeply grieved, damaged heart. See, embrace a transforming attitude of what might weigh you down so you can grow and prevail in life. And stop trying to run away from yourself because you cannot. So you must work on yourself and monitor your inner conversation that you have with yourself. See, most of your pain is self-chosen. You must have two hearts, one for the old you and one for the new you. Everyone at times finds it hard to obey. You have to learn to be obedient in the mind. See, hope don't require no explanation. See, you must imprison anything that contradicts your potential. See, fear is here to fulfill your emptiness, not your need. You have to find some keys in life to empower yourself. Now, it starts with self-commitment, how to put strength into unpleasant experiences. See, the key to true freedom is independence from other people's opinion of you. See, a great pleasure in life is doing what people say you cannot do. See, reaching your goal. If it's important to you, you will find a way. If not, you will find an excuse. Suffer the pain of discipline or suffer the pain of regret. Stop letting your feelings control your action. If you keep concentrating on your personal mistake, you will feel like giving up. Whenever you encounter challenges that life will present itself, you must learn to refuse to be a slave in your own mind. See, enslavement belongs to all corruption condition of the mind. That condition is not your fears, but the fears been implanted in your mind from other people. See, that's why people don't know themselves, because they've been living in somebody else's story of themselves. See, if you refuse not to move out the way of life problems and face them head on, see, only then you will become unsatisfied letting limitation have its way with your decision. If you want to change, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable. So opposition only should have made you dig deeper into your mind. See, the evil is trying to materialize the kind of heart you have. So love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. It doesn't mean you fail because you didn't produce what you want at that moment. So you have to keep pushing until you get your result. So you must have patience and the will to keep going. So there's winners and losers. So winners say it may be difficult, but it's possible. See the game and see the possibilities to make it happen and move them to make changes in their life. If not, all that you were going to get will be taken away. Never had the chance to taste life. So we must be eager to anticipate with the time to intervene with circumstances. Show how suddenly bitter experiences can change our hearts. Testing of our fate can be thrust upon us. See, many people blame others for their pain, and people look for other people's weakness to make themselves feel strong. There are requirements to be met if you are to gain access to your disappointment. See, we must reaffirm ourselves how desperately we need ourselves to destroy it. See, we don't have fears. We are disillusioned about other people's fears that have been implanted in our mind. That's why people don't know themselves, because we've been living in somebody else's story of us. If you feel that I'm trying hard to do what is right, but it's difficult when I feel that I'm being criticized all the time, you need to show yourself more freedom from someone else modifying your expectations. And grant yourself the time to acknowledge how you feel about your insight about life. Stop letting life fears unjustify your dream. Strength does not come from you winning your struggle. Developing your strength when you go through hardship and decide not to surrender, that's your strength. You don't always get what you wish for, but you always get what you work for. You must push your limitation well beyond your expectation. Because of being separated from your concentration on your personal mistake, you will feel like giving up. So encouragement must be between your heart and mind. Only then can wisdom begin to act with discretion and begin to direct your steps. Say, of being angry with God, I want to say this. I want to say thanks for taking your hands off my circumstances and letting people see. Sometime in life, we're going to have to learn how to hold up our head, dealing with life. You know, use this as an illustration how we need to hold our head up when people let you down in life by cheating on you with your best friend and telling lies on you, or on your jobs, about to get you fired, or trying to get you fired. Now, people are going to make promises and will lack the power to carry them out. Stop holding people accountable for your deeply grieved, damaged heart, embracing and transforming the attitude what might weigh you down, so you can grow and prevail in life. See, love will set you on a great journey, looking forward to tomorrow. Only if you unleash your pain. So let's take down the division line between ourselves and stop blaming each other for what's going wrong in our life. And let's work together to understand one another and talk things out before we make decisions without looking at the consequences of our actions. Do not hold yourself to discouragement of the heart. Free that guilt that overthrow your strength. It's what would help you to outrun any bad situation. Self-examination must take place in your mind and heart in spite of your weakness. So you must focus on your boldness Awareness is the urgency behalf of your soul. So you need to persist and be forceful to engage in a meaningful, powerful impact to master the skill of handling everyday problems. Take charge of your life and choose your presence upon this world. See, that's reaffirmed reality, separating emotions. When things begin to change, that when people will become a threat to your confidence, only then you are rendered a stable place in life. Love know not its own depths until the hour come of separation. So your kids may strive to be like you, but seek not to make them like you, but better than you. So love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. If it's not fulfilled, the silence of echoes of regret, torment that love that was not received upon a tender ear. And obviously, we jeopardize our reputation, acquainting ourselves with conversation that are built around your kids. When they go to school and display that bad language that you thought was cute, just got him or her suspended from school. Now, they don't understand love because it insinuating there's no helper. It's pointless. Now, the condition becomes distressing to them, so their hope and aspiration begin to hold them back from doing good. So your kid consideration deserves your most careful attention you have because their role model is the parent. That's who they need to show their greatness to is you. So they work hard to impress you. So stop living off your past and regret and master the skill of handling everyday problems. You can't be two people at one time. Now, sometimes we try to become our pain. So we try to manifest our weakness as a strength. So we hide our pain and our love. See, the walls in your life is there for protection against people who claim to love you. But the people using sly promises, insincere expression of affection to devour someone. So we find reason not to do some things in our life because we don't believe in ourselves. And sometimes we need someone else to see beyond our doubts until we can see it in ourselves. Keep yourself from all the untainable things that pollute your dreams. And there is knowledge that is not desirable because it's harmful to your willpower. You know, we say sometimes, I will stop drinking at the beginning of the year, or I'll stop smoking at my birthday. A lot of these things is harmful to your health. But to gain freedom from influence of this world is to render a difference between the now and the past. You know, reacting to situations on the base of pride. You know, I recall who betrayed me. Then I got mad with myself because I knew my own feelings who decided to play with my mind and emotions. Looking through the window of life get hard even for the strongest of us. People expect you can handle anything. Well, that's not true. Excuse me. The only thing that strong people do is not lay down and give up. But drinking from the cup of bitterness and hate, you can never be satisfied until you eliminate hostility. You know, pour your heart out from justice and trials and tribulations. See, I refuse to be denied of life motivation. See, motivation is ripping my soul out and inflicting a crushing defeat to my dissatisfaction. So you have to realize, is you in the way or you on the way to your dreams? See, the struggle is real. God took the shield from your circumstances so that you can grow. You can't survive in somebody else's shadow. You can't exist. The God's kind heart was not unfailing in reaching your darkest moment. Only you can be displeased with your destination, and only you can add a step in the walk of life. See, God's spirit will pick you up and carry you until you are able to walk. See, the key word is desire. Desire must be the first thing you must have, then love and passion. So then you can believe in yourself. Obviously, we jeopardize our reputation, acquainting ourselves with conversation, not upbuilding. I would like to tell you this story of two men Their name is Smith and Brown. Mr. Smith was placed in this home or hospital because his kids have a career and family to deal with. So they claimed they couldn't find the time to care for their father. So they put him in their home. Mr. Smith was giving the nurse a hard time and complaining about everything all the time. So the older man kept people very upset all the time. About 2 months being in the home for the elders, Mr. Brown was admitted in the home. The only bed was available was with Mr. Smith. The nurse warned Mr. Brown, Smith was a very hard man to get along with. It would be best not to socialize with him because he had a bad temper. So Mr. Brown requested to put his bed by the window. Since Mr. Smith was there, he always had the shade pulled down and very dark in the room. So Mr. Brown would get by the window and look out the window and just laugh and talk about the things he seen outside the window. How the birds was flying and the kids were playing, and how the sun was shining outside. Mr. Brown sure knew how to paint a picture. He really never directly addressed Mr. Smith about what he was seeing outside. He just would be talking to himself. And he did this for a couple months, describing how people was enjoying themselves from his window pane, expressing how life were wonderful, how the grass was green and the sky was blue. Couples were walking and holding hands, and kids running and playing with one another, and how the flowers were so pretty with all the different colors. One day, nurse came into the room and asked Mr. Brown to get dressed so he could go and have a checkup and see the doctor. The nurse took Mr. Brown out the room early that morning. The next day, the nurse came into the room and started to gather Brown's belongings. And so Mr. Smith asked the nurse, what happened to Mr. Brown? She said he had a heart attack when he got into the examining room. Mr. Smith recalled all the wonderful things he said about the life was happening outside of the window. So Mr. Smith, the nurse, could she put his bed by the window? So the nurse did what he requested of her, only to realize the only thing he can see outside of the window was a big wall. Mr. Smith told the nurse, how could Mr. Brown see over the wall and see all the beautiful things he explained to me? The nurse said, Mr. Brown was blind. He couldn't have told you all these things. Mr. Smith looked at the wall with a smile on his face, knowing Mr. Brown put words in his feelings to unlock all the hurt was holding inside, that he was holding inside. If you say, he provoked at me, or he made me lose my temper. If so, your very words suggest that others are holding the remote control to your emotion. Admit to yourself, I allow myself to be provoked. Acknowledge to yourself, I chose to overreact. Once you accept the responsibility for your action, you will be better able to change them. See, sensible people will see trouble coming and avoid it. But an unthinking person will walk right into it and regret it later. You know, people can sense that it takes real strength to display self-control, and they will respect you more if you do that. Now, I'm not talking about drama-driven people who just live to make somebody miserable. Those are the negative people. I'm talking about positive people, always having things to say encouraging to you, and will not force a person to disobey his conscience. See, a soldier cannot serve in two armies at the same time. See, winners and losers. Winners say it may be difficult, but it's possible. And see the game and see the possibilities and make it happen. Losers say It may be possible, but it's too difficult. And see the problem and let it happen. You must get prepared for the hurdles in life because they coming if you like it or not. Every time I turn around, I see kids fighting. I see y'all pain, young people, because there's nobody there to love you. So you can't be two people at the same time. So you become your pain and manifest your weakness as being a strength and hide your love in your pain. See, when you fight over something, you fight with hate. When you fight for something, you fight with love. Those be the goals you achieve. Activity you dare let life take away from your dreams. If you must fight, fight for a better you. Not because the one you admire the most didn't see your cry for attention and waiting for that validation to give you the okay to love yourself and be proud of yourself. Instead, they took the strength out of your character and pleasured their own weakness because this world didn't get a chance to see them manifest their greatness. So when they look into your eyes, they see their own pain, their hurts and scars. So that's what they put in you. Now, life becomes stressful to your aspiration and motivation because they felt like life closed the door of opportunity to believe in yourself. Now, you need to show others how you didn't close the door behind you once you entered success. Only thing you need is an idea to put into motion in your mind. And the world will see the dream manifest all your greatness. You must tell self-doubt, I will deliver to you my confidence of my relentless to destroy your request for me to give up so easy in life. See, without a fight. I came to the conclusion of the matter, disregard what confusing my judgment, began to act with discretion, and I began to direct my steps because only I can be displeased with my destination, and only I can add a step in the walk of life. See, always remember that the heart has the key to success. Only if the mindset receives all the ingredients. These ingredients say it may be difficult, but it's possible, and see the gain and see the possibilities to make it happen. These are not the ingredients. They say it may be possible, but it's too difficult, and see the problem and let it happen. Change, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable. There are some people who live in a dream world, and there are some who face reality, and then there are those who turn one into the other. So your dreams will never last if you don't persist, and it will not die if you resist to not give up. So we need God and Holy Spirit to navigate this problem back on the right track. You must be able to adapt. That's what's going to enable you to survive this world of broken promise. What you're trying to do is reestablish giving people a chance to hold that love in their hands. So your spirit cannot show you the way until you are clear about the direction you want to travel. And only then you will be willing to live through the pain. But after these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. Listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
Ain't no stopping us, why? We are fierce armies, growing up in the warfare and getting started. Ain't no stopping us, ain't no stopping us, ain't no stopping us, why? Cause we're victorious, we're victorious, what? We're victorious, we're victorious, what? We're victorious, we're victorious, what? We're victorious. We're crazy, we're radical, on fire for our Lord, sent it from all the word which is the gospel. We run into truth, we leap it over walls, cause we are a fierce army of the Lord. We out here
was not like of him. And now when he came in my life, he totally rearranged me and put me on a mission. Now I'm so crazy. I'm telling you, this is about my daddy's mission. This ain't about LaFera. We're going to save this nation.
Ain't no stopping us. Ain't no stopping us. Ain't no stopping us. Why? We are fierce armies. Loaded up in the warfare and getting started. Ain't no stopping us. Ain't no stopping us.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of B.O.B., Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard the song Victories from SZA. And the topic of the show was willing to live through your pain. And we came from a Proverbs scripture that we did use was Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. Is there anybody out there would like to add something on to the topic or to share your experience of life? Your line is open.
Yeah. Hi, this is Ariel. I'm calling again from Coral Springs, Florida. And I just wanted to add my drop of wisdom. But, yeah, I believe that, you know, words really do have a strong, powerful impact on people's lives. And I do feel like that, you know, in life, like, especially now, like, in every second, you know, the devil does speak. And it's important that we know the word in the Bible, and we make sure that, you know, our mindset is clean, and that what if we just cursed 2 seconds ago, we ask God to forgive us, because right when we're done, that's when the enemy tries to bring all sorts of you know, all kinds of spirits that's in, you know, with him and his group, to try to overthrow our mind and make us feel like we don't know who we are.
Yes, Ari, you brought out a good point. You know, you must work on yourself and monitor your inner conversation that you have with yourself, because
yeah.
A lot of people's pain is self-chosen. And you say once you made, you start cursing and 3 or 4 minutes later, you know, you go back, you ask God for forgiveness, and you continue to do the same thing over and over. So you gotta be able to meditate, on the answers with God, you know, reveal itself and reveal the Holy Spirit to you, to let you know that, you know, certain things you cannot continue to do those same things, and we always got to always monitor the conversation that you're having with yourself. That's just the biggest demon is yourself. A person that you got to fight off is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And once you acknowledge yourself and what God have required for you to do, only then you will be able to make your footsteps, you know, steps by step to enlighten your life that you're on the right road. So you definitely have to do that. And you got to be careful with people that always having things to say negative things to say to you, because their words can bring forward anger within you.
Yeah.
And so
it's very important, like, when you're angry, that when you speak, like, when you speak, you basically speak with a strong sense of assurance and with faith. because a Christian can be very angry at somebody, but when they speak, it's like it's ignored. So we got to make sure that although we may be angry at the person, that when we speak, we don't have a feeling of hate towards them or anything like that.
Yes.
So I feel like that's the tricky part. Because usually, like, if, like, say I'm mad at you or somebody's mad at the person, like, when you speak, it's not really going to do anything. Like, if you say, okay, peace be still. But if you say it with a feeling of, okay, no, I don't hate this person. I'm not mad at this person. I'm not mad. It's okay. You know, I still love them. And you say, peace be still, then it's going to work, I guess. So it depends on how you feel inside.
Yes. Also, we need to stop holding people accountable for our own deeply grieved, damaged heart. And I think that's a lot of people what they do. When you say people, you know, they're angry and they're talking towards somebody. They're not really angry at that person, but there's something within themselves they're angry with. And they're holding other people accountable for that. But to get unstuck, make the mark how you had the power to change your life, and we need and by unleashing your pain, recognize what was put in you and not what was did to you, and I think that's a lot of problem that people have in their life. They keep holding people accountable for the things they did, and you got to get unstuck from that point in your life. And try to make a mark, you know, by making a mark, show you how your life, how you can change your life. And that's definitely one of the things that we need to do.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's a strong point that you brought up there, John, because when you look at it, it's basically when we represent God, there's situations that come and situations that come that you never thought would actually come. You never thought that there is actually a situation like this, you know? So I feel like God wants us to represent Him as best as we can. And after we're done with that situation, we have to leave a sense of goodness and God's glow, some kind of form of God's, you know, spirit, God's glow, God's love. When everything is said and done, you know, so that basically when we, you know, when it's time for us to go, we leave a stand in this world. We leave a good stand, you know, because without love, we're really nothing. So if we lose a fight, you know, what are we here for, you know?
Yes.
So
most people, you know, fear is here to fulfill your emptiness, not your needs. You have to find some keys in life to empower yourself. And it starts with self-commitment and how to put strength in your life. And most people, one of the things that I find people that is a problem with people that sometimes they don't believe in themselves. And sometimes you need somebody else to believe in you until you can believe in yourself, until your confidence kick in with life. And a lot of people have been that way in life. You know, people fail to realize the seriousness, you know, that, you know, that meaning can add, you know, adding meaning to this world can transform. You got to transform hate to love. And that's the only way you're going to be able to have meaning in this world, for people to see what type of a spiritual person you are. You know, people can see godness. People can see godness in you if people can see the transforming taking place in your life and manifesting godness in your life.
Yeah. You also have to be very careful. And make sure you use your discernment spirit wisely, because there are some Christians out there who, like, although they go to church, you know, and they said that they're Christian and stuff like that, like, they could be your enemy. I mean, they could lose, you know, at the side of the word and the truth at any minute and just turn their back against you. And who knows? So I think that we really need to be very careful of even how we react towards people, because, like, the way we, like, react at somebody can make them so mad that even as a Christian, they you know, like, who knows, they feel provoked. And they just, you know, just lose. Because, you know, that's because the whole... Because the situation, there was a situation between you and that person. There was a war that was going on between the devil, you know, and me and the person, and we didn't know. And then the Christian who, you know, you thought was the Christian becomes your enemy. It could happen. You know.
No. Yeah, everyone at times finds it hard to obey. And you have to learn to be obedient in the mind. And you were speaking about something that, you know, that is common in peoples today. You know, I know, you know, if you feel that I'm trying hard to do what is right, but it's difficult when people are criticizing you for what you're trying to do, the thing you need to do is show yourself more freedom. Someone else modifying your expectation. And you got to acknowledge your insight about life. You know, and stop letting people justify your dreams in life and the things that you want to do. Because I can say change in life because they go to church. That does not mean that they is practicing what they're learning in church. Some people just go to church just to be going to church and want people to see them at church. Somebody said one time people play in church. But today there's so much happening in society today. We definitely need to build our confidence in God. And God is searching for those ones that are looking all in the wrong place. And I think you had mentioned that, you know, people have so much pain in their heart, and they lash out their pain to other people's, and I think that's one of the things they need to stop doing in life.
I was saying that, you know, say like you have a Christian friend or something, and you thought they were a Christian, and then say you got mad or whatever, and you said something to them. And they get mad and they say something else or whatever. It's like, it's basically, I feel that, you know, you can, I also feel like you can also be provoked at, with any little thing. Like, say you guys are listening to a song that's not under God's standards, or you are, you know, talking to somebody and you feel a feeling of lust, or if you, let's see, like, say you're mad and you feel like cursing. You can, basically, there's so many bad spirits around you. And there's so many bad spirits out here. Well, not around you, because we have God in us. But there's so many bad spirits that's lingering, you know, elsewhere. And there's some people who have bad spirits and little things, little situations and stuff like that. I feel like any second, I feel like every time we are actually provoked as Christians. So we really are, like, really fighting.
Yeah, you know, many people blame others for their pain. And people look for other people's weakness to make themselves feel strong. And you talk about people get provoked sometimes about certain things or misunderstand.
Yeah.
Taking misunderstanding for misunderstood, not really knowing a full, did not get the full understanding of what a person was talking about. And like I say, there's a lot of qualities and requirements that have to be met to gain access to God, Holy Spirit. in his understanding, in his way.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, and we sometimes we struggle with developing our own strength within us. Because people go through hardship, and you know, once they go through hardship, and they decide to give up to even life, and they start leaning on their own understanding. And so we definitely got to meditate on what we read about God's word every day. Like I say,
I think that there's some people who probably have so much that went on in their past that they act tough towards another person. It's as if they're not so
soft.
They're a little bit more like, it's like they're talking to you as if, like, you know, they don't really trust you. They're so, you know, tough on themselves.
Just like you said, in the past, things took place, and you can't be two people at one time. And sometimes we try to become our pain, so we try to manifest. They try to manifest their weakness as a strength, and they hide their pain and their love. And what people do, they put walls up in their life. Because some people that, you know, for protection against people who claim that love them, and so people find reason not to do some things in their life. And you mentioned that, you know, they pretend to be so hard and so tough in life, but they're not.
I have a situation. Like, I met somebody who I thought, from the outward appearance and from, like, hearing that person speak and stuff, I thought that, you know, they were just a normal person until, like, talking to them and really talk to them, like, on the phone. I found out that, like, that person had some past experience, you know, with a police officer and stuff like that, and they seemed like they had, like a lot of things that, you know, and it seemed like they were really fighting inside. So it's like after they go to church, everything seems good. They seem like, you know, they sound good and everything. But then it's like, I don't know, like 2 seconds they start cursing, or like later on, like I guess they were listening to some song or something, some inappropriate song, and they start going back to that kind of behavior. So I myself witnessed that, and it was my first time, and I just prayed for that person. But I think that we really got to make sure, we got to really take control of our past, and make sure that we don't have any resentment spirit or any spirit coming in us, that when a spirit tries to come to us, that makes us feel like try to weigh you down and stuff like that. You have to tell that spirit to go. You got to say, you know, you got to rebuke that spirit. So we really do got to take control of that.
See, your spirit cannot show you the way until you are clear about the direction you want to travel. And the only thing you can unattach is disappointment once you know the direction that you're headed. And that's the only way, that's the only when that the Holy Spirit, you know, can direct you in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the problems that this person is, you know, is fighting with. There's so many different, like you said, there's so many demons and things that within us. We living off our past. We still hurting in our past, and we got to be willing to live through pain in our life.
But I'm saying that there are some persons that probably still have a demon within them.
Because that, you know, like I said, there's a lot of things that take place in life. People holding grudges for things that they grew up, you know, something that took place in their life. They could have been abused physically, mentally, sexual. things could took place in their life and they haven't let go of that pain in their life, and that pain still got control over them. And a lot of people have trust issues, especially from people that's supposed to be the one that love them and to protect them. And those was the ones that stole everything from them, their trust and their belief. So in society, you know, the things that are taking place now in society, we must definitely to get into the Word and meditate on the things that we need to further ourselves to get closer to God, to get to God's standards, what He wants for us.
God brings people to you because you that are the best, one of His best disciples, or He feel like you can, you know, be able to, you know, minister to this person, you know. So I think that in life, like, God will bring us the Christians, like, some people who, you know, will tell us all sorts of things. And but we have, we have to be very, like, fragile with them, because we, like, if we say we get mad at them or something, you know, it, they're not the best, they're not the ones that we should react to, because they can just, you know, just flip and just act like, you know?
Yes.
Because they, you have to keep them really fragile. Because I know we all, like, go through, like, stress and stuff like that, but I think that there are, like, you know, some people you have to be very careful about. It's when you start getting to know them and you realize that, wait, was this the same person who just said, oh, yeah, he goes to church. Yeah, oh, church was good. I learned this. And then next minute he's saying, oh, church? I don't care. I don't know. He's like, oh, I don't know. Like, I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear about that. Like, if you bring up God, like, I don't want to hear about that. So it's like, that's not the same person.
You know, that's one thing that I want to say to you. A man who does not trust himself is a man who cannot be trusted. And a man who cannot be trusted is a man who cannot love. If that man got those kind of qualities, if he doesn't trust himself, and a man, this man cannot be trusted. And if a man cannot be trusted, this man cannot love. And I think that, you know, those are some qualities that you need to look at this person that you're talking to, and that you hear and listen to this music. You know, he listens to the music, he'll calm down a little bit. And sometimes, you know, he go to church and stuff like that. But he still, it seems to me that there's a trust issue that you're dealing with this person. Or maybe some trust issues that this man dealing with himself.
So yeah, I don't talk to that person anymore. I don't talk to that person anymore. I just pray that, like, God, like, straightens him out, you know, and gives him some peace of mind. Because it really seems like he's in some, like, you know, he's in some fight out there, some mental fight.
I believe that all of us is in a mental fight with ourselves, trying to find ourselves.
Yes, we all are,
too. We all are. And, but once you find God, you find yourself. And once you find purpose, once you find your purpose, you stop the pain in life. Most people can't stop the pain in life because they don't know their purpose in life.
Uh-huh.
And like I say, I think that's what hinder a lot of people from reaching their goals in life, because they don't know which direction to head, which direction to go. So we need to start searching ourselves, and especially the darkest moment in our life, and try to find a destination where it's going to lead us to a certain place in our life and closer to God. And once you get closer to God in His way of thinking, you will begin to find your purpose in life. And only then you will be able to stop some of this pain that's taking place in your life and learn how to let go a lot of this pain that have control over us. You know, you can't, there's no, you know, you if you can't change the situation, at least change your reaction to how you feel about that circumstances that took place in your life so that you can grow and prevail and to become stronger.
I think that, like, with me and her, I need to figure out, like, some of the things that I think that he needs to, like, work on and stuff. Like, I was telling him he should, like, work on doing his resume, get a job, work on reading, like, learning how to read. Because I never knew, like, he had these problems and all that stuff. A person out. But I feel like, because he has a smart.
You're kind of going in and out on me. I can't really understand what you're saying. I'm losing.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hello? Yeah, I was wondering, if he has a smartphone, then why can't? How come he cannot go on the phone and try to learn how to, you know, speak proper English, you know, even by watching YouTube, English YouTube or stuff like that? So, I just pray right now that, you know, but, he was like an up and down type of person, it seems.
Well, you know,
and
like
because
I said,
of all the cursing. Yeah.
Yes, that's correct. He can be angry. He can have all this anger built up in him from years ago. Things took in place in his life, and then and this young man might be afraid to step into his greatness. Or he doesn't know how to manifest his greatness within him.
Yeah,
and,
like,
and
like I felt like I couldn't manage. I felt like there's a lot of things going on, and I felt like, well, why does it seem like everything's so messy? So I organized it in my mind, looking at all the things that I saw that, and I also asked him some questions. I'm like, okay, where are you from and stuff. He said that. Where's your parents from? He said that his parents from Haiti. He's from Haiti, and stuff like that. And I'm like, so that's the reason why you don't know how to speak English. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, you need to learn how to speak English. Because all this texting, it seemed like he didn't really know how to speak English. And he keeps spelling his words a little, you know. But somebody who doesn't know that would think, wow, this guy is dumb or this guy is not.
Well, first of all, let me say this right here.
Because
well,
he doesn't have
Haiti.
He doesn't have an accent or anything. He just sounds like an American.
Well,
and then,
you know, the key word is desire. Desire must be the first thing you must have. Then love and passion, you know, so that you can believe in yourself. And like
and
I said,
also, not to cut you off, I feel like because he had foster parents and stuff like that, I feel like he had nobody to, train him, you know, try to raise him up and watch his behavior and stuff like that. So now it's almost as if he behaves. He's probably, I don't know if he doesn't notice it, but he acts a little too free how he acts. Like, it's like he needs to watch, you know, how he speaks and how he talks. And it sounds almost like his behavior is really bad. Like on the phone and stuff like that. So I feel like he really wasn't raising.
A young man had been through a lot of trials and tribulation in his life. So he had false parents. His parents, you know, put him in a foster care. He might have been in foster care for at a very, very young age.
Because of smoking weed and his parents couldn't take it. And then he stole.
You know, One thing I can say about somebody, some of those qualities, that, you know, you never keep looking at a person's past. You look at a person where he can go in life. You know, we can't keep judging people off their past.
Past,
you know, how they've been living. Only thing we need to try to do is to get them on the journey or put a light in front of their steps so that they can guide them so that they can see how to take steps towards the next level. Like, people have resentment, you know, there's a lot of issues that people are fighting with right now. Like I say, it may be some things that he's fighting with that somebody didn't really feel like somebody loved, you know. Where was his parent? Why did his parent, you know, give him up? There's a lot of issues that this young man could be facing with right now, but One thing you do need is understanding and patience. Sometimes you got to be patient with people for their impatience in life. And some people reach out for help, but they don't know how in the right way, so they demand for you to see their pain and do something about it or try to make it go away.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like he was doing.
So, you know, people reach out in different ways, so it's best to try to get beneath the surface of the pain. Just not listen to the words that come out of his mouth, but try to get beneath the surface and try to figure out what pushes this from this person's heart. Those are some of the keys that we need to stay focused on, and just not listen to the words that are coming out of people's mouth and get beneath the surface of the pain.
I told him he should watch what he says, because I was just wondering, like, why would you want to put all your burden on, give all your burden to somebody? You know, I was wondering that too. But you made a good point. I wasn't thinking that, because I was thinking, why is he talking so much about all these negative stuff? Like, why couldn't you say something positive? You know. What a waste then. But you brought up a good point. You said maybe he wants somebody to help him, because he said he's going to church. Then he asked me if I can teach him the Bible and stuff. And so I brought my Bible to school, which was a good experience for me. So and he's younger than me. So I felt like he was my own, like, as if, like, I was his mother or something.
Well, maybe God wants you to be one of the people that to lead him on get him on the right path of life. There's a lot of different obstacles in life, and there's a lot of direction people are afraid to go, because they don't want to take this journey alone. They may not want to be alone.
And then it got to a point where I felt, like, very annoyed. I felt like it's almost as if I wasn't judging him or anything, but it's just that he just kept on cursing. It got to a point where it's like,
that's one thing that Paul said that I like. And Paul said that he came from up under the law to gain those, to gain those was under the law, because sometimes you got to get out there with the people.
Yeah.
And to be able to reach some of them. Sometimes, you doesn't forget where you at in life. But you get out there, try to reach people, to help people.
We
know the circumstances and that take places. Say, I won't never do this, I won't go to this place. Sometimes you got to go to very dark places in life to reach people, certain places in people's life. Like Jesus, he went to a lot of bad places in people's eyes, and they wonder, why did he go to these places? Why did he go to certain people's houses? And why did he associate with this prostitute? There's a lot of different things. Those were the people that needed him. And those were the places that he went into those type of place. Like I say, only thing I can say to you, young lady, be understanding and have patience. If you feel that God wants you to help this young man, or this young man is asking for help to teach him, at least give your best trying to help this young man. Because you don't want to live and say that I didn't give my all. See, sometimes God take our circumstances, might change some people's circumstances, just to see or just try to make you grow in life. This might be a test just for you also, to test your faith. It's just not about him. It's involved you also. So you got to be very careful how you look at this. And God works in mysterious ways.
John, you got another call.
Okay.
You have another caller, 678-702. State your name, where you're calling in from.
Hello, how are you? This is a fan of the show. I'm calling in from Georgia. Just kind of listening to everything that you all are hearing, and I apologize, I didn't really hear the first beginning of the conversation, but I did, from what I understand. I mean, is the young lady on the phone, are you seeing this guy, and he's going through some issues? I mean,
how are you?
Hello?
Are you still there?
Yes, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, how are you? Good?
I'm doing wonderful. I was, like, hearing the conversation, and I wanted to call in because I got a post from Facebook and, you know, living in pain. And I personally work in a mental health hospital, and I deal with a lot of what you're talking about. Plus, I always seem to be the type of woman that attract a man with pain. And it's almost, like, so funny because if they're not in pain or have some sort of issue, I'm not interested. So with that being said, I think sometimes I do agree with the host and what he was saying, that you do have to be, maybe sometimes some people come into your life for you to be a light for them. However, at the same time, you have to kind of be careful with hurt people, because sometimes hurt people will hurt people. So you don't want to, you know, you have to walk that fine line, that thin line of what part of this is ministry and meant for me to minister to, and what part of this may be detrimental to myself, because you can't really be a great help to someone else if they're draining you. And it sounds like to me, it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're kind of getting to that point. I think the path is a great thing to know, because that gives you the way and ability to understand what they're going through. But they have to be willing to overcome it themselves. If he wants to continue to hold on to his past and stay trapped where he is, then that's not really a good situation for you. So is he wanting help? That's the first thing. Do you want to stop feeling like this? Do you want to stop walking in this condemnation? And then when they start to show you that, yes, I want this change, that's when you can work. You know, it's just like God. God says you have to worship me in spirit and truth. You have to come to me first knowing that I'm God and that I'm going to fix it. But you also got to come to me in honesty. Messed up, broken, whatever your issues are, you got to come to me and admit that. Not because I don't know, because I'm God, but because you have to admit that there's an issue for me to do a resolution. So, you know what I'm saying? So, that's just a revelation that I'm getting as I'm listening to the conversations. So many people go through and they live in pain. They do. And it's an unfortunate thing. I work at a facility, and I work with 14 to 18-year-old children who have been sexually exploited, among other issues. And I'm just lucky and blessed to get them at that age. Now, once they become a man or a woman, it really becomes a matter of choice at that point. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I can't afford to keep feeling this way. I can't afford to keep feeling this darkness or stay wallowing in my mess. You know, it's just something I refuse to do. And I think I can probably say you've been through some horrific things in your life. Maybe your life was all peaches, you know, but you had to make a choice at some point. You see what I'm saying? So at some point you had to make a choice. And so I just wanted to kind of give you that word, but don't, at the same time, because of this area, the way that we're living, where we are in society as a whole, the spiritual battles that we are all going through, it's going to be heavy, you know, and I just don't want you to be one of those people, because you sound like a very nice lady who has, like, an uplifted spirit. You don't want your spirit to become broken trying to fix somebody else. Sometimes you come into people's lives to be right.
That kind of happened. It's like, wow. I was like, whoo, like, I was blown away. Like, from the very beginning, everything was fine until he mentioned, until we started talking on the phone, and he brought up all the stuff that, you know, happened to him, the police officer hitting him because he stole something and stuff like this. Because, you know, basically he was cursing at the police officer, which I'm like, well, why were you even cursing at the police officer then? That's what I think in my head. But and some of that. But
who
all
is this guy to you?
Nothing. He's just a friend, and I was just like, felt like something, a situation happened on our bus, and I felt like a situation happened on our bus where some girl or whatever was like acting like she was drunk or something, and I turned around and I told this guy, what's wrong with her or whatever, and he was like, I don't know. And then we started talking like for like a week, and then he asked me for my number, and then I gave it to him, and then he sounded really like, you know, like cool and stuff on the bus. He sounded like normal, like he had a normal mind. And then I watched him on the phone. I realized that he had a lot, and he was just changing. He said he's going to church, and he feels like God wants him to go to church so he can stop smoking weed. And all of a sudden, all these things started coming. He started bringing up all this stuff. It was so too much for me. But I basically told him that, okay, so you just stop smoking? I'm like, so you still smoking? He's like, yeah, sometimes my friends, try not to smoke. I'm not smoking anymore. And then next minute, I saw my school smoking. But anyways, he seemed like he was changing. He seemed like he's changing, but it didn't seem like he was really trying to change sometimes. It sounded like he was going back and forth, like flip-flopping.
Right. And a double-minded man is always going to be unstable. And some people will try to change who they really are to be who they want you to be because they don't want to lose you. It may be him seeing so much value and worth in you that he wants to accommodate what he thinks you want. So, I mean, I just want you to be careful with that. I don't. I can't really take. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because then it got to a point where it's like it felt like he was jealous at the peace that I had with myself. So I got to a point where I felt like I don't know, it just felt like
oh, yeah. Can I ask you this question? Can I intervene?
Sure.
Well, the thing right here, you say it was too overwhelming for you to deal with that. I mean,
not all the time,
you feel like,
but yeah, sometimes it was overwhelming. When he brought up, like, when he cursed, and then he sounded like he was, had a rough environment. Like, it sounded like he's in a hostile place. Like, he talks really rough.
I mean, how old is the young man?
He's, like, 22.
And call on the line. I mean, what's your name again? State your name
Iris.
Again.
Iris. I'm sorry. This is Irish.
Irish. Miss hey. Iris, I just want to commend you for stepping up to the plate and expressing yourself, especially when you said you live in the place that you work at and all the pain and things that you see that you go through in life, your experience in life.
Right.
I just want to commend you for your hard work and what you do, and you're reaching out there for those kids. And you said a great thing when you say that at a certain age is their choice. It's got to be a choice. You're glad to work with the kids at a certain age, but once they get beyond that point, once they come into manhood, that's when the choice come in for them to make. And like I say, we all have a choice that we can make. A lot of people say, I didn't have the opportunity to do this or whatever. But, you know, the chance you get in life or the choices that you make is that's going to determine. But I just want to commend you for all the hard work you're doing. And I do believe that you're working hard to make these young kids grow and try to enlighten them about things in the past that they need to take in their life.
Right.
Miss Iris, and I just want to give you thanks for calling in, like I said, I wish that you can call in more.
I'm always at work. I'm hiding in the kitchen now because I was like, I gotta say something.
Yeah. Because you know,
but
because
I will definitely
like,
call in more. I will
definitely call in because you know. Somebody break down can be somebody break through on this show, and that's what we're trying to do. It's to help one another, to teach us to grow. You know, because like I said, I'm in a learning process myself. I'm not trying to walk this path with y'all as a leader, but I'm trying to walk this path with y'all as a friend and a companion. And that's what I want to try to do. And I just want to, you know, say thanks for calling in.
I think one thing to remember is that whatever happens.
Ariel, I think you're going in and out on me. I can't hear you.
Yes. Hello?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you now.
I was saying that I don't think a person's past does not make up who they are individually. So we shouldn't, like, characterize somebody or make them feel, you know, as if, oh, they're a bad person or whatever, you know?
Let me say this,
and this is coming from the most sincere place that I can possibly tell you. A person's past is important. And I'm going to say that whomever you entertain as a woman, I don't know if you have children or whatever, but we have to get now to the point where we go do background checks and be thorough with people because, like I said before, some people will come and see the compassion of your heart and they'll play on that and they will prey on that. So coming from a place of a personal place for me,
personal.
Checking into somebody's past wasn't really as important as I thought it was, or I thought I did the research, but, you know, I'm finding out now that there are certain things that people can hide on their criminal background check, and you can, before you know it, you'll have pedophiles, rapists, and people like that living in your home. So when you get to dealing with men who come and they have this pain that they represent themselves to have, be careful with that because they prey on that with women because we're nurturers.
Yeah, I heard you say that, but it is important.
Don't think it's not.
I want you to know the show is coming to an end, John. So
okay,
your time has run out.
Thank you.
I would just like to say, Miss Irish, I hope you call back in next Sunday at the same time, and we look forward to hearing from you again. And RL is always a wonderful thing to hear your voice. But tonight I hate to end it, but this show is about to come to end, so I would like to end with a prayer.
Thank you.
God, I would like to approach your throne and ask you to keep helping those brokenhearted people out there that are searching for a direction in life, and keep inclining their hearts so that they can find out really what love is and to get rid of some of this pain in their life so they can really grow in life and prevail and become great peoples, so that they can help somebody with their life and their experience in life. You know, this I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Y'all
Amen.
Have a great night.
You too. Okay.
Hello? Yeah, John, I'm sorry.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.